producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Do we all remember, you know, the nursery rhyme, the sing song that kind of solidified Columbus Day in our heads as we were kids. Oh, and by the way, happy Columbus Day. That's if you're in North Dakota. If you're in Minnesota, it's Indigenous People Day, and I think in Seattle and a whole ton of other peace, politically correct cities across the good old U.S. of A. What's going on? I don't understand. There's always some PC controversy going on. I'm Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club, right here on Flag Family Radio. And I don't know, one of my questions to you today is, does changing Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day make good common sense? I don't know. Help me out with that. It seems to me that every other day we're having some brush with the PC police, and this is just the latest in a very long laundry list of PC agenda items, I guess you would call it. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at the cities and the states that are swapping out Columbus Day for Indigenous People Day, and one of the states that surprised me was South Dakota. Is also considering, you know, you would expect a Seattle or a Minneapolis to do something like this, but South Dakota? Really? South Dakota is going to celebrate Native American Day. So, and that's on the AP. So there you go. What do you think? What do you think about swapping out Columbus Day for Indigenous People Day? What do you think about the argument that, you know, basically Christopher Columbus was, you know, a genocidal maniac, and he came over here slapping babies and kicking kittens and that sort of thing, and the American Indians are the real heroes of the peace, and Columbus is the villain of the peace? What do you think about all of that? I mean, what do you think about everything that you know about history being basically debunked by the PC elite? I don't know. Let me know. 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air. Extension 1, you leave it on the rant line and let me know that way. I don't know. But happy Columbus Day, while we can still say that. A couple of things that are on my mind this morning is the fact that I don't know if you went and you filled up on your petrol this weekend, but prices were noticeably down. I was very happy. I have a couple of discount cards, so many of the places that I went, my gas was under $3, and I was very happy. Very happy indeed. I think I'm going to speak to Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum about the whole Columbus Day, change up from Columbus Day to Indigenous People Day. And the reason that these kind of stories concern me is because, one, we know how politics over there in Minnesota tends to trickle over to North Dakota. So I'm wondering how long it's going to be before we don't before we do away with Columbus Day and we have an indigenous people. Or maybe we shouldn't even have a Columbus Day or an indigenous people day just to make sure that everything is PC. You know, I don't know. I think it's nuts. You got the Italian Americans saying that it's a slap in the face to their heritage, and America wouldn't be America without Christopher Columbus. I don't know if I agree with that, because you have other folks like Amerigo Vespucci, who, you know, America is named after. But there you go. And then you have the Native Americans that say, you know, basically they demonize Christopher Columbus as being a bumbling buffoon, a genocidal a maniac, and that sort of thing, who in no way needs to have a national holiday or a day named after him. I don't know. I want your opinion on that. 855-200-1776 extension 2, again, get you live on air. And let me know how you feel about this Columbus Day. A lot of Native American leaders here in the city of Fargo want us to begin observing an alternative to Columbus Day. So, could be coming to Fargo. I don't know. Next year, maybe we got Indigenous People Day. How do you feel about that? That's my best Italian impersonation, and I'm not doing a very great job of that. At 8:20, we have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum, and we're going to ask them. I'm going to talk to them about, you know, this whole controversy, the Columbus Day versus Indigenous People Day, and see where they're at on that. I'm also going to ask them, and I want your opinion on this too, Ebola, huge in the news. The fact that you have a nurse that had her full hazmat protective gear on and still contracted the disease. I mean, and the more you learn about this disease, I mean, yeah, it's a virus. The thing that, it's like a vampire. The thing that kills it is exposure to daylight, you know, that sort of thing. We are given, in my opinion, a lot of misinformation. The way it spread, I think that our government, the CDC, is being a little less than truthful about this disease, their capabilities, their ability, anyway, to control and contain it. I don't think we're being told the truth. I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes. I don't think we were prepared for this at all. The very thing that the CDC is supposed to have a good handle on, I don't think they had a clue. And we were definitely, as it pertains to the hospitals here, we were definitely caught unawares. Not to mention our Department of Homeland Security that's supposed to protect us from outside threats are not. Because Ebola could walk right across our borders, in my opinion. And as a matter of fact, flew right into the country, walked around Dallas for 10 days without anybody being the wiser. So I think we have some real problems. And this administration, with me, already has credibility problems. So anyone, especially someone, I saw Susan Rice this weekend speaking about Ebola. Anything that she says, I automatically dismiss as a myth, if not just an outright lie. So this administration has a credibility problem with your humble host here. But I'm going to speak with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum about those two issues also. So stay tuned for that. And as always, on Monday, we have our Speakeasy Trivia. So we're going to have two songs from the 80s. We're going to do a little chair dancing and that sort of thing. Every Monday I do that. I love it. But there you go. But we're going to, if you know the name of the song and the artist, then we'll give you some gift certificates to Speakeasy. On today, on Monday, they have Back to the 80s pricings, which kind of pairs nicely with this 80s trivia, music trivia, and it's a good way, you know, to start out your morning with a little 80s music, and maybe you get some gift certificates to Speakeasy if you know the name of the tune and the artist. So that's always pretty good. We have off-air call. Someone that utilized the extension 1 option. Let's play that. Well, or maybe not. let's run that. Okay. Well, while we're queuing that up, just keep in mind the topics of the day. The topics du jour, Columbus Day or an Indigenous People Day. And we'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum right after this break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz, you can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Go pack, go.
Okay. Well, that was the off-air call. We'll address that in just a second, but I want to welcome Blanquita Cullum to the Common Sense Club, and we're still waiting on Ellen, but we have no doubt that she's attuned in and listening to her daily dose of common sense, and I want to start out this segment by going, in 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. We all know and love that song. I've known that song since I was a very tiny tyke. And Blanquita, happy Columbus Day.
Happy Columbus Day. I'll bet you had the best voice in the school.
I doubt that very seriously. My voice has never been a one for song. It's pretty good for ranting, and not so much for song or carrying a tune. I normally have to have a bucket of some sort to do that sort of thing. But what do you think about the PC police, the controversy? Even right here in Fargo, there's a push to replace Columbus Day with the Indigenous Peoples Day. And I just kind of wanted to get your take on that.
I think this is so silly. every nation, every historically, whether it's the Greeks, the Romans, the Phoenicians, the Egyptians, the Sumerians, you know, the Incas, the Aztecs, the Mayans have all had conquerors, okay? And themselves had been conquerors. You know, many people look at what happened even in Northern America with these Indian tribes that were probably so thrilled when the Aztecs were overrun because they were such brutal Indians. I've done a lot of research in this, you know, and the fact of the matter is it's traditional in what happens with these conquering tribes. Look what's going on in the Middle East right now. So, you know, I look at even the question of American Indians. Where was the line? You know, why are Mexican Indians and Incans and all those Indians not, you know, connected together? And, you know, look at the Vikings that were supposed to have come to Mexico and the Chinese that came through the glacier period. Honestly, it's so convoluted, and that's history, that I think people are afraid to accept the fact that that's part of what has happened and transpired in history. Sometimes it's made societies and civilizations better and sometimes worse.
I think that we are definitely better off now, especially given the contributions made by Columbus and just a vast amount of explorers coming to this great nation.
I mean, if people really read history, if they have time to spend on history, they should study what happened in Mexico. They should study what happened. Who were the first, you know, the other country or other group of civilization that came to this part of the hemisphere? Well, many people say it was the Vikings. I mean, in Mexican history, for example, they talk about Moctezuma and Cuauhtemoc, why they were so easy to accept Cortez because there had been a white man before.
Right.
Was it the Vikings? And you also look at the Chinese explorers that were able to come to this hemisphere during a particular glacier age. So I'm going to just say that we want simple solutions to things that we are not ready to really get in depth and explore and do the hard lifting of really understanding what happened. I mean, really, there were other people before Columbus.
Well, I guess my question, and this has been my question to the folks also, and I wanted to get Ellen's take on it, but I don't know. She's out of cell coverage or something. I just want to know, do you think this is much ado about nothing? The folks that want to swap out Columbus Day, I mean, you have the Italian-Americans, and they're upset because folks are demonizing Columbus, and you have, I guess Native American isn't the PC term. So the indigenous folks out there want an Indigenous People's Day. They don't want Columbus Day. And do you think we're making too much of this?
Yes, I do. I really
okay.
do. And I mean, the fact, like I say, tell me any period of history, any country. The Greeks had to fight with the Romans. I mean, you pick it right now, just go through any period of history and any civilization, any area of the world. And so are we going to nitpick stuff? Because really and truly, were they the Sioux? Were they the Blackfoot? Were they the Crow? Were they the Aztecs? Were they the Mixtecs? Were they the Mayans? Honestly, each one of those Indian cultures had their own Indian population that had been conquered or survived others. So it's just, to me, it's my mind-boggling that we want to be so darn politically correct.
And I was in the, I had a discussion with a friend, a very liberal friend of mine, and but she basically said, you know, how she was demonizing Columbus and that sort of thing. And I'm like, yeah, but the Indians that were here, the Native Americans, the indigenous folks that were here, they also had wars. They also had slavery. They also, you know, wiped out entire populations of other tribes. I mean, so why is it okay for, you know, one group to do that, and it's totally good to demonize another group? That this is life, this is history. I mean, this is what happened. So,
like to your point, Leon, go into the really study the Indian tribes, and don't just study, you know, American Indians, quote unquote, or Canadian Indians. There were Indians in this whole hemisphere, all the way through to, you know, like I say, to Argentina, all the way through to all those tribes. Which ones survived and which ones didn't? Which, I mean, you look at Apocalypto. It's a great movie. And
I've seen it.
The brutality of those Indians. I mean, so we have a fantasy in our brain about what we think happened. And granted, you know, people get pretty emotional about it, but really understand the reality of it. And, you know, we got a lot of stuff to be worried about. Being worried about Columbus, give me a break.
And that leads into my next question. Ebola. How confident are you that this administration and our CDC has a good handle on the whole Ebola, the actual disease, and then the containment of that disease?
Well, they don't completely understand what's going on. But I really believe that we should not panic. I only ask simply that the CDC give the American people the facts. Okay, we feel like now we have to edit things, we have to editorialize things. American people are not stupid. They can take the facts. And also, I don't know why it's taking so long to put these checks, Ebola checks in places at airports and train stations that have international
seems
travel.
Like we're caught unaware. Thank you, thank you, Blanquita. This is the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo tells, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains fucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. He had three ships left from Spain. He sailed through sunshine. He sailed through. I am not a singer, so I'm going to leave that alone. But I remember singing that song as a tiny tyke down there in New Orleans, Louisiana. And, you know, that's the way you learn history. You have these little sing songs and that sort of thing. But to let the liberals tell it, none of that's true. Columbus was, you know, this genocidal maniac and blah, blah, blah. And the aim to change, once again, history. But there you go. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind this morning?
Morning, Leon. Yeah, I'd like to talk about the southern border and the CDC, you know, and this Ebola. You know, I think American people, the citizens in America, you better be concerned.
Yep.
A lot of people, I think, have the idea that the southern border is in the middle of nowhere. I was so mad at Geraldo the other day. Hannity had him on his TV show. I was like screaming at the TV. My wife thought I lost my mind, but. You know, he made this a comment to Geraldo, or to Sean. He says, you know, you're crazy if you think somebody could cross the border in 1,500 miles of desert, hot desert, battling 103 temperature. And I guess Geraldo's been everywhere in the world except our own southern border because, you know, we have quite a few cities down there on the border that the fence is like right there. So, you know, let me tell people how easy it would be for ISIS, who they already said they want to attack us with Ebola, how easy this would be. All they got to do is walk up to the fence with an 8-ounce spray bottle filled with contaminated material and spray, you know, some accomplices on this side, like some sleeper cells or lone wolves or radical sympathizers, to spray them and infect them. And then 21 days later, they're walking around in our malls and our bus depots and train depots and airport lobbies. They don't even have to go through the airport security. As much intercontinental traffic as we have in this country, it would spread like wildfire. And the death rate, the death toll would make 9/11 look like a fender bender. I mean, the fence is right there. They don't have to cross the border.
And hey, Bob, let me throw this out at you. How many tunnels have we found, between the U.S. and Mexico? And if you know anything about viruses, they are completely decimated by sunlight. But And places that, you know, you don't get a lot of sunlight, like tunnels or subways or maybe at night or something like that, they have a very long shelf life. So just imagine that there are so many scenarios here where Ebola could be weaponized by very rudimentary means. And this guy, the guy that came to Texas, he walked around for 10 days, man. 10 days.
Yeah, I know, and Leon, this is so stupid. If you listen to the CDC guy, listen to two things I want to tell you. He always keeps saying we can't stop travel to Africa because it would hinder the relief efforts and the attack on baloney. We could fly the aid workers over on military aircraft. We're not talking about banning flights to Africa. We're talking about banning flights from Africa. And secondly, this business about them scanning at the airport, that's nonsense. There's a 21-day incubation period. And the sunlight issue, yeah, that's fine and dandy, and it does, you know, it is devastated by sunlight, you know, if it's in a test tube, but not if it's in the person's body.
Right.
And people really need to understand, man, how easy it would be for a terrorist to infect somebody on our side of the border while still standing on the other side of the fence. And I'm telling people, people better wake up and start screaming at our government to secure our southern border, because I'm telling you, if this gets out of hand, you know, smallpox and Ebola are probably the two top most terrible viruses and diseases that a human being can get. And it will spread like wildfire. I don't understand this This just lack of common sense that's coming from our leaders.
Absolutely. And despite Homeland Security and the CDC telling us everything is under control, it is anything but. As long as we have an open and porous border, we're not in the clear. I mean, and that's, it's like you said, Bob, and thank you for your phone call. Common sense should dictate that we implement certain measures to stop the Ebola virus from, you know, contaminating the border down there and coming into the U.S. I believe that it would be very easy to weaponize this virus, and you don't have to be a tech head to do it. I mean, you don't have to be a doctor or whatever, and I'm not going to say it on the air, but some things that I've read, some conversations that I've had, it would be very, very easy, and we are caught unawares. It is plain to me that the CDC does not have a good handle on containing or even protocols in place to stop the spread of Ebola in this country. But this is a Monday. I don't want to bring you down. It's already a down day. It's Monday. We're crying out loud. I want to go right into the songs for the 80s trivia. Again, you get the name of the song and the artist. You get those speakeasy gift certificates. So, without further ado, let's play the first song. Around. That's what was going on. The DJ's in there spinning the tune. and, you know, the needle jumped on the vinyl, but that's neither here nor there. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And I think we have, we have a couple of callers. Who should I go to? Hey, Randy, out in Moorhead, you have an answer for me.
Well, the song is Jump. It would be Van Halen.
Good deal. And you're absolutely right, man. Van Halen Jump. It started out a little jumpy, but we ironed it out. So there you go. Randy, stay tuned. So my producer will get your information, and we'll get those speakeasy certificates out to you. Anything else you want to add, Randy?
I love the ribs there.
I like, there are a ton of specials there, man. And I don't think that folks realize it, but they have specials going on every day of the week, not to mention the happy hour. And I'm not going to, this is a Flag family. It's a family-centric radio station, so I'm not going to get into the drink specials and all that. But they have some really good specials there. And on Monday, you have the back to the 80s of pricing. So that's always great. But you don't need to worry about any of that because you have gift certificates. And you take yourself, take a friend, take a family member, and just have a great time. I love the ambiance. I love the food there at the Speakeasy Restaurant. And I'm sure, I'm positive that you'll enjoy it too, Randy.
Yeah, I sure do.
So hang on the line there. And we had other callers call in. And when we hit the next song, just call back in. 855-200-1776, extension 2. I guess we're running that now. Wow. DJ, what's going on there? I don't know. I'm thinking leotards and what are those little sock deals? The really thick ones. Leg warmers. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about when I hear that song. So if you have the answer, if you know who that artist is and who that and the name of that song, call in 855-200-1776, extension 2, and a lot of folks know they have the answer already because my call screener here is lighting up like a Christmas tree. So I'm going to wait for my producer to give me the go-ahead to take one of you guys, and we'll be off to the races. And there's a couple of hints. What is up? Yeah, let's go to the caller. Hey, John. Out in Fargo, you got an answer for me.
Hey, Leon, yeah, of course I do. I remember it well. It's Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Captain Lou Albano was in the video. She was in a trailer house cuddling with a ceramic Dalmatian.
Hey, John, have you won the Speakeasy Trivia in the last 30 days?
I don't know. I've won it before. You'll have to check the dates if you got it.
Okay, we will do that. But you're right, Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. That's awesome. You said you remember when you heard this song, right?
Oh, very well, yeah. I was watching MTV. It was on Channel 7 on Cablecom.
MTV, wow. good deal. Hey, John, hang on the line, and my producer will get your info. And I think this is my buddy John out there at Trandum Automotives, right?
You know it, brother.
Good deal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back on this happy, a little dreary if you're looking out your window and you're anywhere in the Fargo-Moorhead area. But it's a little dreary out, but happy Columbus Day. And that's what I choose to call it. I have a lot of feedback on this topic. Some folks are saying, this is one of my comment on my social media, how about we just call it Love It or Leave It America Day and get over ourselves and move on. I love that. That's awesome. Another comment is, there were no indigenous people. They were from Asia. They got lost here, and the first Vikings and later Columbus discovered them. He also discovered, and those are quotes there, that you would not fall off the earth if you were sailing around. So he says Columbus Day, and the overwhelming poll on my social media says Columbus Day. Someone else also sent me a really great article that says the oldest skeletons ever found here in the United States were not Native American. They were it's more than likely these were Polynesian and definitely not Native American. And that's what the scientists from this this study, I guess they found this body, and they are doing all of identifying. They're trying to identify where the body is from, its bones, and that sort of thing. And it's not Native American. The skeleton is not. It is more a Polynesian in nature than it is Native American. And when we were speaking about the Ebola epidemic, especially going over there, and do you realize that the projections for January of this year puts the infected and the death rate of Ebola victims at over 1 million? To me, that is troublesome. I mean, that is, especially when we're looking at our CDC and the lax border enforcement, the fact that we had someone to fly in here, walk around for 10 days, and, you know, no one even knew. As a matter of fact, the guy goes to the hospital, says, hey, you know, I'm from Liberia. We got that big Ebola thing going on over there. I got a fever. I'm coughing. I'm puking. I'm, you know, and they say, oh, he seems like you got the flu. Send him home. And that does not inspire confidence in me. And one of my listeners agrees. He says, why do the folks in the media believe anything coming out of this White House, the Obama White House, this administration, or any of the agencies in this administration like the CDC? We've been lied to so often that they should have zero credibility. And I agree with you there, buddy. Why even repeat their lives? Can you think of a better way to fundamentally change the USA than to decimate the population via a virulent disease like Ebola? I don't know. I think that we have a lot of talking heads that don't know that are not credible. I mean, anytime you try out Susan Rice, and yes, I actually saw her this weekend speaking about Ebola, I mean, automatically the credibility of whatever the subject matter is that she's speaking about is automatically shot, in my humble opinion. I don't believe a thing that comes out of that lady's mouth. And I'm not saying that she's a dishonest person, but she is definitely a misinformed person, as we saw with the whole Benghazi debacle. So that's my 2 cent worth, and I welcome yours. Scott and Todd will be coming up right after my show on What's On Your Mind. A couple of things. One question that I want to hear, just a little bit of discussion on, is all of the polls that we've been hearing about. The Forum has a poll, Kramer has a poll, Center has a poll, everybody has a poll nowadays that says one thing or the other thing. How much stock do you put in polls? I'm one of those guys who I see poll numbers and I think, you know, especially when it comes to push polling, you can get a poll to say whatever you want. I don't put a whole lot of stock in polls, but here's an example. You have a Center shopping his polling around, you know, trying to get some funding up. I mean, he's shopping it around the country that says he was within 2 points, and I guess one of the polls that he had said that he was 2 points ahead of Kramer. And then we get and that was the polls that he was using to get, you know, donations. And then you have Kramer, who's in the polls that came out this weekend, says, you know, he has this huge lead over Center. So obviously someone's lying there. Someone's not being honest. And then you have polling on, like, I don't know, Measure 3 in the forum. You had the polls from Measure 1 that said, you know, that it was overwhelmingly supported in, you know, here in the Fargo area. How much stock do you put in polls? I guess that's my question. And I would love to hear that discussed on the What's On Your Mind program with Scott and Todd. And that's coming up next. So stay tuned for What's On Your Mind with Scott Hannon and Todd Mitchell right after this. This is the Common Sense Club. I'm your host, Leon Francis, and we'll be right back right here on Flag Family Radio right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.